Welcome to Books, Beauty, and Business. Our goal is to motivate and inspire others to push limits, test boundaries, and climb personal ladders of success. I'm your host, Tawny Bro, and today we have Natasha McCray. She is an actress and producer known for roles in things like Criminal Minds, Lucifer, CSI. Her and her husband own a production company where they produce and create compelling content with strong female leads. And she is the founder of the Love CEO Institute, where she helps alpha women design the life they want so they can love the life they live. Her mission in life is to encourage and empower women through all forms of media. Welcome, and let's jump in. I am very excited to have you on our show today. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yes. Okay. So many questions. Let's get started. Can you just give me a little bit of your history? Because when I saw Love CEO, I was like, okay, I have to know how you got here.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I have made every challenging, I want to say wrong, but quote, fingers in the air decision when it comes to love and relationships and just life in general. I was constantly on survival mode. Okay. So I had my kid when I was 19. I got married at that same age, which I married the person who I should not have been with. And then I got divorced 4 years later.
Okay.
And then 2 years after that, I got married again. Same guy, different body.
whoa. Okay. Same guy. Gotcha. Okay.
It was the same MO. Like, you could describe them on paper. They were identical on paper. And got divorced 4 years later.
Okay.
And I had to stop and ask the question of what's really going on, because the common denominator was myself.
You. Yep.
So I ended up talking to a friend who had just recently gone through a divorce, and she had found a lady in Newport Beach, which is about an hour and a half drive in traffic from me, who was coaching women back into themselves after losing themselves. And so I went to this therapy and I was blown away. I didn't realize I was a love addict.
Yep.
I didn't realize that. And I went through, I did the work. I took classes, I went to therapy, and I began to attract a different kind of guy. Mm. Completely different. Well, I'm also an actress. And over the years, I had been writing a one-person show, having my kid really young, and wanting to encourage and empower young women so they wouldn't get into the same types of situations I had gotten myself into. Mm-hmm. And I was writing this show. I kept writing monologues, but I wasn't doing anything with them. And so when my kid was going off to college, I said, it's time for me to get back into this business. I had taken a 2-year break. I'm going to do my one woman show. I had no clue what it entailed, but I was going to do it. I laid out all of the monologues, and it was literally an evolution of a love addict. And that's what I titled my show. So after the show, I would do a Q&A, and I'm thinking people are going to ask me questions about, hey, how did you learn how to write this? Who was your directors? Acting stuff. But people began to ask me, how do I love again? How do I start dating again after divorce? How do I forgive my family? How do I get past family drama? How do I talk to my parents about certain things? And at the time, I knew I was always going to encourage and empower women, and I felt like this was my time. And so the Q&As really turned into group therapy. I was answering emails from women late at night, and I decided to package together what I had done to start thriving and what I had done for my healing and offer that to women. I wanted to be that person that I wish I would have had. Yep. When I was going through that. And then I started Love CEO Institute. Mm-hmm. So that's how I got here.
Amazing. I love that story. And it seems like life takes us on this journey. And as we're going through it, we're learning and we're picking up pieces that just like deposit us right where we're supposed to be, giving the help that we're supposed to be giving. And you learn so much through your own journey and now yes. being able to share that with others, like what a gift.
Yeah, I really did. And that's where my heart is. I know that the richest place in the world is in the woman who's next to me. Mm. Like even in this moment, you're next to me. That is your heart. It is in your heart. That's one of the richest places in the world.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And if I'm a keeper of hearts, I would say, you know, someone who helps people stay connected to their heart.
Yes.
And that I know is definitely a gift. And it is a gift both ways, a gift that I have, but also a gift to be able to do that.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, so how are you, what's your vehicle of helping people now?
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. I just launched I'm really excited. I've done coaching, it started with group coaching and private coaching, and then I had courses, and I found that just meeting someone online and saying, here, try this course, didn't really serve me per se. So I started a membership program. Okay. And within that membership program, it's connecting with like-minded women. It's having daily reminders of self-care. My method is a love intelligence method, which is very similar to emotional intelligence. It's a characteristics of behaviors that display self-compassion for yourself and others. It gives you also the ability to perceive and receive love. And so we do that through self-care and self-love and daily reminders and connecting to coaching sessions. And I create self-care blueprints with women, because when you first start that first peer, that pillar of love intelligence is self-awareness. And I think that self-care leads you into a heightened sense of self-awareness. So I'm coaching women via my online membership community, as well as private coaching and public speaking.
Yes. I think you're so right there with that first pillar of self-care, because that's kind of that confidence booster too, right? Because once we get that confidence back, it seems like it opens up so many doors for us.
It really does.
And sometimes with a broken heart maybe comes, and you know better than me, but just maybe comes like a little less confident, right?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I had that broken hearts. I was the member of the Broken Heart Club. And it was like this perpetual thing in my life that I thought that was just part of my life. Like that's what happens. I'm going to get busy, be on my rise and grind, meet the wrong guy, get a broken heart, meet the wrong guy, get a broken heart. I just felt like that was just the process. And it's not.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be. And so I had to lean into myself. I wasn't taking care of myself, you know, during those times. It was about everyone else. And so diving into self-care, it's not just self-care, superficial, or that chore type of self-care. It's really an in-depth look of what does Natasha want? What is going to serve me? What brings me pleasure? What brings me joy? And making more of a lifestyle out of it rather than just a chore that I do.
Is so important. So it sounds like you are very motivational. And you're inspiring a lot of people through this. So how do you really find your own inspiration to keep that tank full?
Man, I have a big toolbox.
Okay.
I have a really big toolbox. But I like to think of Love CEO. I think of myself as a corporation. I encourage other people to do that as well. And most corporations, because my background was an executive assistant to C-level executives. So I've seen the startups, I've seen the high level running businesses, I've sat in meetings, and they all have systems. They all know what their shortcomings are. They have conversations about them. They have meetings about them. And I've created systems for myself. So I know that I have to get to the beach so many times a month. I know that if I'm feeling a little bit lower than I normally am, I might need to just bust out and do a 2-minute dance party. And I mean wild dance party in my, you know, in my office, because I'm not feeling like it. I don't feel like it and then do it. But I have a lot of systems that keep me motivated daily. And I am a huge advocate for therapy. That's part of my system. I have my board of directors, which are like my friends and my therapists and acquaintances or business people who can relate to maybe a challenge that I'm going through with the with business. I think it's really important for us to create a network, because I'm very much an ambivert. I love being by myself, but I'm also great with, you know, in public and speaking to people. And it's very easy to operate in that bubble and to do it all alone. And then you don't realize you need to connect with people. So I have a lot of beautiful systems in place that help me. And it doesn't mean that I don't have hard times. It doesn't mean I don't get depressed every now and then. It doesn't mean that I don't doubt myself. It just means I don't live in those spaces as long as I used to.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, that's so important to have those tools and systems for you to keep that motivation up. And I'm all about the girl tribe, like women empowering women without the agenda and just being your cheerleader, where you can share like, oh my gosh, this amazing thing just happened, without having to play small or reeling it in. I love that your connections and network is so important.
Oh, it is. It's that level of accountability where, you know, well, it's two things. Felicia Rashad has this quote that says magic happens when women come together with a collective intention. And I truly believe that magic happens when we can have individuals who are on that same track. You know, the agenda per se is to be inspired, is to be your best self, is to be vulnerable, is to find joy, is to find pleasure, is to be a whole human, not compartmentalized human.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. I love that. Okay. So what about, so I'm an avid reader. I think lifelong learning is so important. So if you had a book to recommend, what book would you, is like your go-to, you have to read this?
Oh my God.
I know, it's hard.
You're making me choose one. Tani, I know you couldn't choose one book. How you gonna make me choose one book? If you said you're an avid reader, I know you are not choosing one book. I will tell you the first book that popped in my mind in this moment. Is The Five Spiritual Laws. That's Deepak. That popped in my mind just quick, instantaneously. The Alchemist is, I love that. You know, one that I loved when I was transitioning into the new me per se and looking to be in healthier relationships was a book called Date or Soulmate. And that was a very good book. It really put things into perspective. But when you're going to do Date or Soulmate, you should definitely couple that with something else that allows you to find who you are, back to the whole self-awareness, because Date or Soulmate has you investigate what are those things that you do want, and you're creating a must have and a cannot have list. And it's a beautiful book, but the first one that popped in my mind was The Seven Spiritual Laws.
I love that. So I'm going to have these books and a link to the books below. So anyone that wants to read them or grab them, feel free. So one question follow up to that. Why did you select that first book? Why do you think that popped into your head?
I think because that book gave me peace. Yeah, reading that book shifted my perception and perspective of life and the things that happen to us in life. And the control that we absolutely have. You know, it makes me think of a story that I learned years ago when I was in Mary Kay. My mom's still in it, I'm not, but I have so many nuggets from that company. And one of the ladies was speaking and she gave this story of two little boys who were dropped off at the bus stop, but it was just as the bus was driving away and their mother didn't see it. And so one little boy starts sitting on the curb and starts praying. And he's like, just praying, God, help me with the bus is leaving. And so the other little boy takes off running to the bus. And the little boy on the curb was like, what's wrong with you? Aren't you gonna pray? And the other little boy said, I'm gonna pray while I run. And that book helped me run while I was praying. Because I think a lot of times when we pray, it's everything outside of ourselves. When God created us in his image and gave us the power to make decisions and do things that he gave us the power to have faith. He gave us the power to throw the net in the water because we want fish, not just sit on the boat and say, can you rain some fish on me, please? Yep. Now, God is a God of miracles. Fish could fall out of the sky. However, I believe we should pray while we run. And that book shifted a perception in me to that I do have a certain level of how I'm going to respond, a certain level of power, how I'm going to respond to the things that happen to me in my life. I might not be able to control that, but I can definitely control how I react to what's happening.
Oh, I love it. And I love that story. You have to act and faith, right? And faith, you have to act.
Yeah, you must.
Okay, so next one. What is your favorite beauty tip?
Oh, yes. Now that, I am so excited about beauty. I light up because I have become like this, I'm going to say a skin freak, where I'm like in the mirror looking at my skin and wanting to do all the things that help my skin. Now, being a woman of a certain age, I discovered that I didn't want to use a lot of toxic items, you know, on my skin. And so I started creating like my own skincare concoctions at home.
Oh, okay.
And I love it. And I would say one must have is masking. You must mask. I am an advocate. You must mask, you must exfoliate, you must steam.
Okay, tell me more about masking.
Yeah, so I've created a mask for myself, which first I have a mask that is the clay mask, which, you know, absorbs toxins out of your skin. But sometimes my skin would be on the dry, so I added essential oils. Okay. I added essential oil. I added some rose hip seed oil, but then I would also add a little bit of lavender because that helps with the skin. And I added a little bit of lemongrass because that'll open up the pores. Mm-hmm. So I just have, and rose. Rose is one of my go-to essential oils. Okay. So I put that in my clay mask. However, I noticed as I was getting older, I started getting lines and I like drinking wine and the texture of my skin was changing. And so I was doing this research and I had some sea moss at home. And so I ended up creating this beautiful anti-aging sea moss mask.
Wow.
And
And
I love it. And I was talking to my friend just yesterday because every now and then when I run out and I haven't made any mask, I have, you know, products underneath my sink that I'll pull out and use. And then I end up calling my friend the day after I remake my mask. I was like, girl, my skin is beautiful. I need to not ever not use my mask. She said, you know, you say that to me like every 3 months. You run out, you don't make it, then you make it. And you're just like, what? But I love it. And that the sea moss mask, instantly when I put it on and take it off, I can see just a shift in the skin. It hydrates my, I don't know if it's activating the collagen. Actually, it is, where the lines are a lot softer. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite products for myself right now, is something I've made in my kitchen.
Nice. I see a beauty line in your future.
We are working on that.
Yes, I love it. Okay, so what are your daily tips? So we know that goals and habits and action are so important. What are your daily tips for success?
First thought is use your mirror. There's many ways. I mean, that's so broad, but you can use your mirror for mirror work. If there's anything you're going through, look yourself dead in the eyes and talk to yourself. Most of us go and we'll put makeup on or we'll fix our hair, but we're not really looking at ourselves. Or there might be a part in your body you're not really happy about, so you don't really look at it, or you look at it and you talk mess about it. You're like, insulting yourself. But use your mirror as your friend. Affirmations in the mirror. Just seeing yourself in the mirror. There's some research that was done on children who were grown, who grew up with mirrors in their house, and they were a lot more confident children. They were able to express themselves more. And using my mirror, like I've put on maybe 10, 15 pounds, and I found myself looking in the mirror thinking, oh, I got to get that off. Oh, I got to, it was the whole time. And then 2 weeks ago, I'll walk in the mirror. I'm like, oh, girl, yes. What's going on back there? Yes. And, or just giving my, affirming myself. I feel like that, if you can build that relationship with yourself, because the mirror is back to building relationship, back to self-awareness, back to you talking to your best friend every morning at 9 o'clock. And so using my mirror is kind of that thing that helps me build confidence. I'm not doubting. I literally had a moment. It was probably like a 4 day moment of just doubting everything. I put on something that was too tight, and I just that like trickled into everything else. And I was like, whoop, back up. This is not this is not of this is not your style, honey. Back up and give myself some love and don't put on that tight stuff. It don't make you feel good. I'm sorry. And sometimes we don't go buy new clothes because we think we're going to put it on and oh, we'll get into it. I'll get into it. It's like, no, if I can feel my stomach hanging over the pants and it's uncomfortable, and then I ha keep reaffirming that thought, keep reaffirming that thought, keep reaffirming that, no, stop it. Put on that free flowing, printed, beautiful pants that have space in them. And love on yourself. Love yourself on your way to the journey of where you want to be. I know that was long-winded about what I do daily, but
I
the
love that. I love what you just said. Love yourself on the journey of where you want to be. That's so powerful. And I think that's a powerful bit of advice. Like, look at yourself in the mirror and do like eye contact. Because you're right. Sometimes we're so busy. I'll throw some makeup on, do my hair, and like, didn't really take a second to like, you doing all right? Like, yeah, let's do this, you know?
Just think about that time the when you go somewhere and the customer service, the person's not paying attention to you. They're just taking your stuff and ringing you up and they're cordial, but they don't see you at all versus the person you walk up to the register and they literally see you. There's a different feeling that happens of being seen.
Yes, and taking your time to do that with yourself. Like you said, build that relationship, like, and that self-talk is so important. I love that. It's great advice.
Thank
Great
you.
advice. Okay, so any additional motivational or advice for the ladies listening today? And men, I know there's a couple guys out there, but
Shout out to the fellas, but
what?
this is for you ladies. I'm just playing. I would say that you're the most important character in this play. You are the most important character, and you are the priority, and you should fill your cup first. Envision a cup sitting on a saucer, and you pour water into that cup, and the water overflows into the saucer. You only give from the overflow that's in the saucer. You fill your cup daily. It does not mean your kids aren't going to have your attention. It doesn't mean your spouse isn't going to have your attention, but it means that you will not be giving from an empty cup.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How powerful is that? Because that's the one thing we sometimes forget is to fill ourselves up every day. Like you said earlier, finding what makes you joyful, making sure you know what that is so you can experience it on a daily basis. And I think we miss that. Like we'll go through the week and maybe we'll catch it on Tuesday or Friday, but I don't think it's a daily, like we like putting that in daily. That's a really powerful analogy of you give from the saucer.
Yeah.
<That's good. laughs> No, I love that. I really do.
Yeah, I had to start doing that because my cup was like, I had, you know, my cup was quarter full and I'm trying to scoop tablespoons out to people. That's when you're
always giving.
We're you'll make mistakes. You won't be happy. You'll be short with your kids. You'll roll your eyes at behind your husband's back. You know, you'll do all that. But when your cup is full, like you're on a cloud, people want to know what she's drinking.
Yes. Yes. How did you get that energy? How are you so happy all the time? Where are you
like
positivity?
I'm like, honey, I'm pouring in my cup. Don't nobody get nothing until this cup is full.
I love it. I love that. So how can people connect with you? What's the best way for them to reach out if they're interested in your membership or learning more about it? What's the best way for people to connect?
They can go to natashamcrae.com.
Okay.
And it's MCCREA. I'm Natasha McCrae on everything. Social media. I do a lot of inspiration on my Instagram page. But you can go down in my DM. I'll respond. I'm just saying. And I have a lot of free content out there for people. So if you go to natashamcrae.com, you'll see a list of some of that free content.
Okay, perfect. And all of your contact information will also be below. So anyone that wants to reach out, you can easily find her. Okay, this question was not on our list of questions, but I'm just going to throw this out there because I'm very curious with your acting history. Okay, so what was the most fun that you've had and what was like the best lesson learned from your acting career?
The most fun. Oh my goodness. The most fun I had was when I booked a Royal Caribbean commercial.
Okay.
Yes. And that we were on a cruise for a whole week. We weren't working 24/7. So, you know, we had all the best food and got to party and got to see the world. I would like that. That might have been one of the best. Okay. One of the best. And the lesson I learned from acting, because there's a lot of rejection in acting. I mean, come on, you're got 100, you know, auditions to one or two bookings, right? Well, actually booking rate's a little higher. So, you know, maybe 30 auditions to one or two bookings. And it was really to bet on myself and to be okay with me. Because sometimes in acting, and I noticed we do this in other areas of our lives, we're looking for other people to validate us.
Yes.
Just because I wasn't hired on that TV show doesn't mean I'm not a great actor. Just because that guy didn't ask me out doesn't mean I'm not a good catch. Just because I wasn't hired at that job that I wanted doesn't mean that I know my stuff and anybody would be lucky to have me on their corporate team. So for me, the lesson was that I really had to validate myself so that every day when I'm going into the rejection cycle, you know, I'm not being affected by that. Not to say sometimes I'm like, oh, that was a good one. But I had an acting coach who said, you audition and you leave it alone. You audition and you forget about it. And I had taken that on so much that I could audition for something in the morning and someone could ask me late afternoon or evening, how was the audition? And I'll say, what? it takes me a minute to remember because I do it and leave it.
And leave it.
Focus on your effort, leave the results up to God and the universe, and you keep it moving to the next.
Yes. That's a really powerful lesson in not like becoming stronger in who you are and your own identity too, and not putting it on other people to give you that validation too. I think that is a very tough lesson to learn, and probably in acting or sales or something where there's a constant no for you to be like, okay, I got this. I am who I am. And that's not going to validate me. I love that. Well, I have completely enjoyed our conversation and talking with you. This has been so much fun. And thank you so much for joining us today. And again, I will have all your contact information below so anyone can reach out to you. And I look forward to seeing all the amazing things you do in the future.
Thank you so much, Tani.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye, guys. Bye. Yay!